Hey everyone, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And this item that we have today, I absolutely love. I've actually already got mine all set up and everything. And so what this is, and because this world is being a little bit different and getting the way it is, we are not seeing leather products much anymore at all. Apple has discontinued all their leather products. Other people are going to fake leather and things like that. But I'm happy to inform you, we are actually still selling leather products. And this is an all leather, genuine leather, computer bag / electronics bag, whatever you want it to be. And this is nice. This is black leather. It smells wonderful and smells like real leather because it is real leather. And you can tell because it's got the pieces sewn together and you'll feel those big stitches of the leather pieces sewn together. So really nice there. Now this is gonna be a briefcase style bag. It's going to have handles at the top. It's also going to have a removable adjustable shoulder strap. The handles at the top are also leather covered. Where you would hold on to it, those are leather. The piece that goes on the adjustable shoulder strap is leather as well. The piece that actually goes on your shoulder, that piece is leather. And then you have all metal hardware where the strap clips to the side of the bag. On each side, it's a spring clip and they are metal. And then you have nice metal zippers as well. Now, this is going to hold up to about a 15 inch. Let me just look and put my 14 inch here and then I'll tell you. Yep, this will hold up to a 15 inch laptop without any issues. Looks like it should hold it just fine. No problems whatsoever there. I have a 14 inch and there is still room to spare, so definitely should be fine with the 15 inch, no problems there at all. And that is about the largest it will hold. It won't hold a 17 inch, but a 15 inch, a little over 15 inch should be just fine. Now, let's talk about the pockets in here. Let's start on the front. The front has a nice magnetic pocket and has a flap on it that unflaps and flips open, and then you have a nice pocket in there to put whatever you want. I have my charging cable in here, but you could put whatever you want. So it's a pretty deep pocket. I would say it's, you know, probably a good five inches, 6 inches deep, and I'd say probably a good four to 5 inches wide. So there, that is the magnetic flap pocket, so very easy to get into with just unflapping that and then magnetizing it closed again. To the right of that pocket, you have, this is an open pocket. So this is not zippered, it's not Velcroed, it's not magnetic, it's just an open pocket. This would fit a smaller cell phone, maybe like a blind shell or something like that, but it's also great for things that you want to get to very quickly, like maybe your earbuds. So got a pair of earbuds in there and a little pigtail charging cable. So that is what you would maybe use that for. Of course, you can use it for whatever will fit in there, whatever you want, but that's what I have in there. And then to the right of that, you have a zippered pocket running vertical, so running up and down. And this pocket is not super deep. You could also get, I don't think I can get my phone in this one. Let me just look and see. Yeah, it's a little too small for an iPhone 15 Pro. So definitely probably not the best pocket for an iPhone, something like that. You could always use that flapper pocket, maybe put your phone in if you wanted to. This pocket is could be whatever you want. You could put the shoulder strap in here to store it when you're not using it. You could put cables in here, chargers, whatever you want. But that pocket is goes from the zipper to the kind of the middle of the bag. So I would say it's about a maybe like a 4.5 inch by 4.5 inch pocket, and that zipper's up like vertical. All right, then above all of those pockets that I talked about there, there is one that runs the length of the bag, and this is a real large pocket. This will definitely hold a bunch of stuff, pretty deep, and it's definitely wide. So you could probably get a Braille display in here. You could possibly get a Bluetooth keyboard in here, that kind of stuff. And what's cool about this pocket here is on each side of it, where the zipper stops, there is an opening. So you could run a charging cable down into that. So what I'm going to use mine for is I have put a portable power bank down in this pocket. And that way I can run a cable from the power bank out that opening on the side and plug it into my phone or iPad or whatever and charge it, excuse me, with the power bank in there. So that is a cool feature there. You could run headphones out of there. Maybe you carried your Victor Stream in here, or maybe an MP3 player, whatever. Well, you've got this opening you can run headphone cables out of while they're in that, the Victor Stream or whatever is down in that pocket. So that's neat there. Then we come to the main top pocket. This is going to be your main pockets here, and this is going to be where your main space is. Now, you're going to have a separate spot in this pocket for a laptop that is protected with some padding. It also has a strap that will fold over the top of your laptop and Velcro down to the padded part. That way it's going to hold your laptop in, so your laptop won't fall out while you're carrying this or anything like that. So that's the laptop pocket. And then on the other side of that padded flap, you have another large opening that you could put, definitely put Braille display in here. You could put an iPad in here. You could put multiple things, headphones, whatever. Then you have a couple of open, smaller pockets attached to the opposite side of that lining. So then you could put some other stuff in there. I've got some earbuds in there, a charger. I've got my docking station. My little hub is in one of those, and so on. And then behind where the laptop goes, there is another pocket that unzips, and this pocket you can't actually access if the strap is over the top of your laptop and Velcroed to the other side. So it would keep somebody from being able to access that pocket very easily. I guess you could access the zipper even if the flap is covering it, but I don't think you're going to get to it that easy. But anyway, a little zippered pocket there. Maybe you could carry your passport and stuff in here. Maybe your wallet, your checkbooks, some stuff that you kind of want hidden out of the way. And it's a little zipper pocket there. And then finally, on the back side of the bag, you have one last large pocket that unzips about in the middle of the bag. It doesn't run the length of the bag, but it does cover, I would say, 2/3 of the bag, but it's centered in the middle. And this one, again, you could put various number of things in here. I think, let's see if an iPad would fit in there. I don't think an iPad will fit in here. Maybe a mini would. Yeah, no, an iPad, regular iPad's not going to fit in there. So that could be a good pocket for, headphones, things you want to get to quickly as well. I have a charger in there, and I have another cable in here. So there's multiple things you could do with that. And that is the bag, guys, and it's really nice. And with all of this in there, I can set this on the floor and it doesn't fall over. So it is has a wide enough bottom once you get stuff in there that it will actually not tumble over when you set it down on the floor. So that's a cool thing there. Yep, really cool bag. All leather. So that is the all leather bag. Really, really nice, guys. I used to have my stuff in a backpack, and it was pretty big backpack, pretty bulky, and I've moved everything over to this leather bag now. So I'll be able to carry my iPad, my laptop, all my charger stuff, cables, things like that. This is perfect. Even if you don't use this for a laptop, this would be a great electronics bag to carry your Victor Stream, your Braille displays, whatever else you want to carry in here. Definitely a great little bag. This is something that you could carry across town, something you could carry across the world. So it's going to work out great. And it has easy to get to pockets on the outside, so you can get to stuff you need to get to easily. This is going to wear really nicely. It'll develop a really nice patina, how leather develops over time. I can't remember the word. Maybe it is patina, but I thought patina was actually metal. But over time, this is going to develop a lot of character, and it is going to survive whatever because it's real leather. And it is true, genuine, real leather. It is not fake. It is nice to see you can still get some leather items out there. And this is going to be a great one for whatever you want to carry with it. So you have the detachable strap. The strap actually, it looks like what a seatbelt is made out of. And then the part that goes on your shoulder would actually be leather. Now, one thing I do possibly recommend, and I did this with mine, is where they have the shoulder strap, the leather part for the shoulder strap, you might need to move it to the other side depending on how far down you want to hang it. But if you want to carry it up a little higher, then it might be fine where it is. But you can slide off, and I was able to do this, slide it off one side and then slide it on the other side to get that little leather shoulder piece where my shoulder is. So if you need to slide it off, you can, and then put it on the other side. It just takes a little bit of work, but you can definitely do it. It's no problem there. So it all depends on how high you want to carry it, how low you want to carry it, whatever. So, okay, guys, these are brand new, and if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.